Yes, Lord, we thank you that yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the glory. And we want to glorify you this morning with just declaring and telling of the things that you have done in our lives, God. Because we want to give you thanks. We want to acknowledge that you are the one who sustains us. You are the one who provides. You are the one who comforts. You are the one who heals. You truly are our all in all. Amen. Amen. Let's do that this morning. You know, you want to just once again, you know, it says, I will praise you in the presence of the people, in the congregation, among in the midst of the congregation I will sing. That's what the psalmist says. And that's what we are here today. We're in the midst of the congregation. We're together, though we're online. But let's maybe you want to remember something that God has done for you. You want to recount a testimony, maybe that's happened in the couple of weeks or on the week gone by, or maybe a long time ago, but you're saying, hey, I will call to mind, I will remember, I will tell of his goodness. Okay, so let's do that. Just you
I want to share.
Yes, go ahead, Shoma.
So this has been pending work since a long time, and I've been hearing God saying 2-3 weeks ago itself that share the testimony. But I was just saying later. And this week I was watching a sermon, and in that lady, the preacher was saying that if God has done something good in your life and you don't share the testimony, you're stealing the glory of God. And exactly what Nawaz was saying, you know, if it has happened years ago, just share it. So today I don't want to steal the glory, I'm going to share it. So in 2018, I had this headache issue, but it was not very severe. And in 2018, I don't know how Pune weather is good, but I don't know how the frequency just increased. And I used to have headache 2 to 3 times a week. So I would take Crocin tablet, and I didn't realize how much tablet I was taking because it just slowly increased. So every time it's there, you take a Crocin and you forget about it. One night before going to bed, it just became worse, and I told Manu, can you get that Crocin tablet? He checked in the medicine box, it was not there. He checked in all my handbags because I always used to carry one Crocin tablet. Nothing was there in the house. And he was shocked because just a week before he brought one Crocin strip.
Oh my God.
And he was saying, he was just shocked. He came back and he said, Shoma, none of us had fever. Who finished it off? And I'm having such a bad headache. I'm like, I didn't have the energy to think. I just said, go bring some tablet. I don't know. And he was like, no, Shoma, I'm not going to get it. You need to just stand on the word, rebuke it or do something. I'm not going to give any tablet anymore. He was just worried by so much of tablet is going and I'm not realizing. And I knew this man is not going to bring the tablet for me. I need to now stand on the word. And that is when you're helpless, you come to Jesus. I should have gone before. The moment the pain comes, I would just rebuke it in that mighty name, Jesus. Every time it would poke me, every time I would rebuke it in the name of Jesus. If you think the pain went immediately, it didn't go. After 1 hour, I realized the pain started reducing to a point where I could sleep, and it didn't go completely, but it went to a point where I could sleep peacefully. Next day morning, I woke up and I heard Holy Spirit say, don't wait for the pain to become so big that it won't work. It's not because the name of Jesus becomes weak, but because our body is so weak that we can't exercise our faith. And Holy Spirit said, just be vigilant of what is coming in your body and just rebuke it immediately. So I was vigilant the whole week. Every time some pain comes here or back, I would just rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And it went immediately in the name of Jesus. Whole week went, I didn't need any tablet. I didn't have any pain. Weeks went, months went. Years, it was in 2018 and today is 2021. And I think I had some 3 to 4 times maybe headache. Once maybe I took a tablet, but I just want to glorify God. He healed me from that recurrent headache. That is the first testimony. Second, I suffered from dysmenorrhea for 20 long years and it was bad. I mean, the doctor said when the pain comes, take the medicine immediately. Otherwise, the medicine won't be effective in your body. So sometimes I would take 3 tablets in a day. I'm not exaggerating. The pain would be bad. And there were times when Manu had to take leave to take care of me. And I remember it was along with a lot of mood swings also. Last pregnancy, I remember my mood swings were so bad. I don't know what the hormonal changes were happening. But I remember going to the gynecologist and saying, that something is wrong with me. I feel like murdering people around me because I would cry for no reason, fight with people for no reason. And it was bad. But praise God, he's a good God and his name is really powerful. Manu came and told me one day, Shoma, if something is affecting your body and your relationship, Jesus' name can be effective even in that situation. And I kept justifying, no, you don't know, we women have this problem, that problem. I was just, so he just said one sentence that just shook me. He said, Shoma, it seems you love having it in your life because it was a part of my life and I couldn't think about having a day, you know, without that. So I just started doing the same thing which I did with headache. Every time the pain comes, I would rebuke it in the name of Jesus. It didn't go immediately. It was very tough, but slowly, slowly, the pain reduced and there came a day when I didn't have to rebuke also because there was no pain, nothing at all. I was free from that. 20 years I suffered it, suffered because of that. Many relations broke because of my hormonal changes, but God just healed me and his name is so powerful. Anything that affects you, it has to bow down at that precious name. Third testimony. So my daughter and son both had, shared this in the church many years back that they had this allergic cough in Delhi because of the pollution and dust. And God healed it. It was very bad. Every 1 minute they would cough and they would puke at night. Changing bed sheet was very normal at night. Sleepless night was normal for us. It was very bad. But God healed them. But it came back with a different condition, but the same thing, but better than before. They would cough every 5 minutes. No changing of bed sheet because of puking and all that was not there, but just every 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they would cough. And it went on for 8 long months. And as a mother, you know, you get irritated. What's happening? Why is it happening? No idea. Doctors are saying because of some food and this allergy, that allergy. And in the beginning itself, Jesus told Manu. Manu was praying and he heard Jesus say, fear is the open door for the sickness. And he came and asked me, did you have any fear towards the sickness? I said, no. Sometimes the fear is so deep rooted, you would get suppressed, you don't realize. So he came and asked me, did you have any fear? I said, no, I didn't have any fear. And it went on for 8 months. And after 8 months, I was so frustrated. I remember I was praising and worshiping. And I just broke down and I said, Lord, I know your word says, by your stripes, we were healed. That four-letter word, W-E-R-E, is not just a word. It was a revelation that God gave in 2016 and just shook all my doctrines. And that was the beginning of many healings. And I knew, Lord, I said, Lord, I know you have done it, but why is the manifestation not happening? And in the spirit, God just showed, Shoma, you had a lot of fear. Even after healing your children, you were so worried. And God showed me the times when I would go after they were healed, I would go and check the speed of the fan. I would go and check if she's sweating. I would go and check if she needs one more layer of blanket. What if she coughs again? I was so worried, I didn't even realize. And God said, you believed in my word, but more than my word, you believed in all those things that, you know, many people had this. So it's normal. She can have this and all those things. And I was so furious. I was thinking because of my fear, 8 months, my daughter suffered with this cough. I was so angry with myself. I just went to her and I knew this is the last time I'm going to rebuke it because all these months I rebuked, nothing happened. I went and I said, allergic cough in Jesus' name, get out of my daughter's body right now and don't even think of getting back. I said, and that very moment, I knew my fear left and in my spirit, I just knew Joanna is healed, completely healed. I don't know how to explain, but I knew she was healed. And after half an hour, Joanna comes and says, Mama, I didn't cough for a long time. That half an hour was a long time for us. We saw the frequency reducing. After 3 days, we had a birthday party. So I was so occupied with the celebration and all those stuff, I forgot her medicine. But I was not fearful. I was like, it's okay. And she had everything. She had Coke, she had ice cream, all those things that she couldn't have for past 8 months. She had all those things. And we came back home. As I was putting her to bed, I heard the devil say, it's going to be a bad night for you. Your daughter is going to have sleepless night. And I knew he was just trying to instill fear in me. I said, you're going to have a bad night because my daughter is healed in the name of Jesus. You wait and watch. I went and slept. After 8 long months, we all slept peacefully. My daughter didn't cough. That was the last day. And it's been years. She's freed from that allergic cough. I just want to praise and glorify God. He has done good things in life, and I just want to praise him. One last thing. This is my healing journey. It may not be the same for others. It could be different for you, but it's the Holy Spirit who leads us into victory. Praise God.
Amen. Wow. Wasn't that power-packed? Wasn't that power-packed? Amazing. You know, I too am reminded when, as Shoma was praying, I used to, I didn't know what it was, but for the first 10 years of marriage, I suffered from bronchial asthma. I didn't know. I would call it a cough. I didn't know it was wheezing and all of that. Colin will remember. Nights on end, I had to sit and sleep, because the minute I would lie down, I would get breathless and there would be coughing. I had to drink hot water. I was then on homeopathic, and it was terrible. It was terrible. Night after night after night. We came to Pune, and then when I started the medication, it kind of reduced. But when we came to Pune, it suddenly surged again. And it was really bad. Till I remember one day, the neighbors, when she looked at me, she says, "This is bad asthma. You need a nebulizer." And she brought her nebulizer and gave me. I was saying, "Asthma? No one's ever used that. Put that name to this illness." And we just prayed and prayed, and I don't know when and I don't know how, but I have been healed. I haven't had those attacks now for what, 15, 17, 18 years, and God has healed me. And I'm just so grateful to God for that. But I get healed, and suddenly Andrew has these kind of headaches that Shoma is talking about. Headaches that, you know, he can't bear the light, he can't bear sound, he would puke and then sleep for 14 hours flat. Like it was like a comatose sleep, you know, just completely out. I have never seen a migraine. I don't know what a migraine is. And this is the first time I'm experiencing something like this. And it's frightening when you see a child holding their head like that and, you know, just puking and puking, and you don't know, YouTube doesn't help, and you kind of think all kinds of things, tumor, this, that. And anyway, we went to the doctor. They did an MRI and all that. He says one hemisphere or whatever they call it is smaller than the other. Did he have a fall? I said, nothing. Does he have balance issues? I said, he's in athletics, you know, so there's no such issues. He says, anyway, and I said, we started praying. And the church started praying, and from what became an almost daily occurrence, slowly became a weekly occurrence, and then once a month, and then once in 6 months, and now it's like very, very random. We've also learned to know and isolate things that can trigger it, like the sun and heat and things like that, dehydration. But I believe God healed him, because that was scary. That was scary when he was around 11 years old, 11, 12. And I just want to give glory and thanks to God. Is there anyone else with a healing testimony? Because after that, I think God's presence is here. We want to pray. If you're suffering from something for years and you're saying, this thing has not left me, I've tried everything, I've gone to the doctors, listen. The God that healed me, the God that healed Andrew and Shoma and the Jojos can heal you as well. He's no respecter of persons. So anyone else with a testimony before we pray for people?
Nawaz, I just wanted to share a verse in line to what you and Shoma have just shared.
Sure.
So we also just sang the song which says like this, yours is a kingdom, yours is a power, yours is a glory forever and ever. So I'd like to encourage us all that there is power in the name of Jesus. When we take the name of Jesus, the sickness flee, the Satan will flee. So I just want to encourage us all from Philippians 2, 9 to 11, which says, therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
Over to you.
Amen.
Yeah, I just want to share about just how God miraculously healed me of PCOD. It's a lifestyle disease. There is no cure for it, but after 3 years of continuously having this issue with PCOD, and you know, it was just terrible because I was putting on weight without eating anything. Like I would eat a pea and put on 10 kilos, you know, it's like that. And I was having a very tough time losing it and all of that. And you know, later on in life, PCOD develops into many other issues with hormones, you know, maybe having children and all of that. But God just supernaturally healed all of that. I mean, I remember one day thinking that, you know, the medication for this was too expensive. And I was like, I don't have money. Like, God, just for that reason, please heal me, because I can't deal with this. And not only did he heal me, but I mean, I didn't have to go to the gym or do anything. And I just lost all that extra weight that I had put on. And everything in my body just came into alignment. You know, he's so good that he not only heals, but he brings wholeness. And I want to thank God for that. And I want to read from Psalm 127, which says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil." And this is the promise, because he gives to his beloved sleep. And I just want to pray and prophesy that over people who are having difficulty just finding rest in the night. Yeah, he gives to his beloved sleep. For whatever reason, anxiety, or whatever else is keeping you up in the night, he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are an inheritance, a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies at the gate. So I just want to, speak that over you guys.
I also have a testimony to share. Actually, finally, I got my PhD degree. I have got the official certificate, and I'm officially Dr. Asha now. I'm so thankful to God for that. And during my PhD, it was, you know, there were times where I had so many episodes of like things like my guide has got a transfer, then he went to Australia. I was literally a refugee researcher. Like I would go to every lab and ask for reagents, ask for lab space. I'll go to university for instruments. And but always, wherever I went, I had favor, and different institute with different directors helped me. Of different institute, they don't even know me, but I always had favor. And there were times where I used to work in the lab for 14 hours, 15 hours. Still, my guide used to tell me, "You are not hardworking, this, that, and all." And during my PhD only, I had my cyst, and I had one major surgery and 3 minor surgeries for some other things. And I've had severe allergy issues. Like it used to be like in a minute, I used to sneeze 50 times, 100 times. And I used to take those inhalers, which are steroidal. And I used to take steroidal drugs. And one day God healed me so beautifully, because my IgE levels were above 50. That should be below 5, actually, normally. Highest is 5, actually. It was above 50. And my guide checked my blood for almost 30 viruses. I was negative for all those things, but it was just allergy. Wherever I used to sit, there used to be a pile of tissue paper, because I used to sneeze and sneeze and sneeze. And there were times where I was banned from different labs. My guide used to telling that you will contaminate this, you will contaminate that because of your sneezing. But God has been so, so, so faithful to me throughout the PhD journey. And I just want to give him alone the glory, because if he would have not been there, I don't know what would have happened to me. And there were times I have written literally, I've given up on myself and on everything, and I've written resignation. And I went to my HOD and I told her that this is too much for me. I'm not able to, there's some liquid in my head and I'm not able to think, I'm not able to breathe. This is too much for me, because that much pressure I used to go through. But God has been so, so faithful, and He healed me from my cyst. He healed me from my allergy. And one more thing is, I had this horrible pimple because of the after effect of the medicine, and He healed me from that also completely. And I have this beautiful face now. I went to 15 doctors for, and they used to give me medicine. I used to put it and I used to look like a tomato. Literally, after applying the cream for the for the pimple, I used to look like a red tomato, because skin used to peel and the inner skin used to come out. But one day I have decided, no, this is too much. I just laid my hands and I just prayed, Lord, just heal me. And after that, I never got a pimple. You can see me. It's Jesus and Jesus alone. I just want to give Him all the glory.
He says He'll give us oil to make our face to shine.
Amen.
Asha, that's for you.
I just want to read one verse. I think the presence of the Lord is here and healing is available. I felt like reading this verse, Matthew 15:30. Then huge crowds of people streamed up the hill, bringing with them the lame, blind, deformed, mute, and many others in need of healing. They laid them at Jesus' feet and He healed them all. The presence of the Lord is so much here today. I feel we should lay at Jesus' feet all those sickness and all our worries and all issues. So that's what I felt.
Amen. Let's do that right now. And after that, if someone still has a testimony to share, you're welcome to. But if anyone, don't discount what you're going through. You're saying, God, I need You to stretch out Your hand and heal me, or heal my husband, my wife, my child. Come on, let's not forfeit the grace of God that is available to us today. Whatever your issue, could you raise a hand? Use the raised hand emoji, or physically raise your hand, whatever. And let us all pray, okay? God has promised word of grace. We will have healing hands, and we have seen healing after healing happen. So come on, let's walk into our inheritance. Let's take our inheritance. Pray for all the ones whose hands are raised. Maybe we can unmute and just raise our voices and pray.
Yes, I have a testimony. I won't take much time.
Sure.
My sister-in-law's daughter had a baby girl on the 7th of September, and she was fine, normal delivery. But on the second day, she had fever, so they took her to the hospital. And by the time it was the third day, while the baby was still in the hospital, the baby just turned black and blue, And that happened twice while they were still in the hospital. So the baby was in the ICCU for 3 days or 4 days, and she was on oxygen. And, everything, it was a very difficult situation, I really prayed and I asked God to, really heal that baby. And yesterday they named her Joanna. So I'm so grateful to God that, they went through such a difficult time. That 1 week was so difficult. But every time, my mother-in-law called me to tell me to pray for her. My sister-in-law told me to pray for her. I spoke to my niece. And it was so amazing that, when somebody would ask you to pray for them, it feels really good. And I just want to thank God and all glory to God. And I told them just to cling on to exactly how Shoma said today. There is power in the name of Jesus. So I just want to say that, I put my faith in God, and today that baby is perfectly fine. It's 2 days. She's back home now. And Joanna is her name. So I just want to thank God for His gratefulness and His faithfulness on all of us. So that's my, I just want to thank God for that.
Wow, Fanny. So good. So good.
I wanted to share. Sorry, Vinod. Please go ahead. The quick testimony here is that I had a sleeping disorder for very long years. I think Colin and I was I was working in night shift, and what I used to do was the next day after waking the whole night, I can't sleep, and then even the next day I go to work on night shift. I used to do what was at 3:30 when my shift gets over, I hit the gym so that I get my physically tired, or I play badminton or football, whatever. Come back, have a heavy breakfast, go to bed, and then stay away. Every day. And then there was, we used to be part of the church doing some activities. So this actually, I could feel the weakness hitting my bones. I had acidity problem. I could feel that my body was getting weakened. And literally I cried and prayed every day. And I know Colin and Navas also prayed for that. Thankfully, at 2010, my shift job stopped, but I still continue to have that sleepy disorder. Any small disturbance, I'll just wake and I cannot sleep. If I sleep even for a minute on the day, I cannot sleep the whole night. But what I realized was last 1 week, I was able to sleep the day and the night. Thank God for that. I didn't realize it. But when last year read the word about how God gives sleep for one he loves, I just realized, oh God, this is a blessing actually, because I missed it for so many years without even realizing it. Thank God for that. Second testimony quickly is that, I don't know, from my previous company, I got a huge sum amount of money in my account out of the blue. I don't know how. So thank God for that as well. And finally, my wife had some eye issue for the last couple of days. And we've been thinking what to do. We bought the tablets. We didn't take it. We prayed. And that's now we realized we forgot about it. Now it's missing, basically. So thank God for that.
Amen. So good to hear that. I wanted to share this. It's not a healing testimony, but it's about Jason. So we had sleep trained. Jason, will come. We'll share that testimony sometime else, how we approached Colin and Navas after his first birthday. And then, so he was sleep trained for 2 months, and he was sleeping well in the night for 10 to 11 hours, and then two naps in the day. And we were on a vacation. I went to my parents' place in Surat. So I was there for 10 days, and for almost every night, I had sleepless nights because he used to keep waking up in the night and then stay awake for 3-4 hours. Like you can imagine, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. just stay awake, and then he would sleep. So it was a difficult time for me. So, and even to put him to sleep, he would just, I would just have to take him and walk, or, you know, he would just crawl on my body and then sleep off. So in that way. So after coming over here, I was concerned, will he again sleep on his own? So August 31st is the message that Navas had put up, the devotional that she sends every day. So she said in Matthew 19:26, it says, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. And she had put this question, what are you facing today that you can find comfort from this verse? And that's the day I was traveling back from Surat to Pune. And I said, Lord, it's impossible that I can sleep train him again and do all those things, but I know with God, all things are possible. So I claim that he's going to sleep on his own and in his crib, in his room and all of that. So after coming over here, we had guests and all that. After all the people and distractions got away, now he's sleeping on his own in his crib, in his room. I want to thank God for that.